OFM, the sound of your life. Welcome to the Joyride. And this afternoon, it's our honor and privilege to have former CEO of OFM and the Central Media Group, Gary Strubel, with us. We're glad to still have you with us. And it's a privilege to talk to you this afternoon. You're one of the people that have literally seen everything under every hook and crevice of this company for, well, not maybe 35 years, but for a substantial number of years. Where did your career start with OFM?
So I started out, ironically, using OFM, or Radio Runya as it was in those days, as the enemy. I was running the campus radio station at Kofsis, at SFM back in the day, and then it became Radio Shimla. And we used to, because we were the young cool kids and all the old farts were on Radio Runya, and we used them as the opposition.
They played the old music.
Yeah, it was, do you really want to be like them? And then, of course, you grow up a little bit. And as I wound up graduating at Kofsis, it was about the same time that the SABC had sold OFM to private owners for the first time in 1996. And I was lucky enough to be part of the first batch of new recruits that they took on. They knew they needed some new voices, and obviously being private meant that it was a whole different ballgame. And I started out doing midnight to five on the station for the first 6 or 7 months, with a couple of other presenters who are, some are still in radio, but some still around. But yeah, we got pulled in to do midnight to five, and I can tell you that that is genuinely starting at the bottom of the barrel.
But it's the best time to do radio as well, because you can do whatever you want.
I can tell you that I'm not sure I produced anything of any quality, but I certainly got paid enough to start taking it seriously, and that was, I think that's ultimately what happens to a lot of radio presenters, is you do it for passion and then you suddenly start earning money off of it. And that it was a cool learning ground. You get lots of time behind a microphone, and it's time where you talk to people who really love radio. You know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, radio is often the one thing that can keep someone awake or be a companion to them when they're lonely. So yeah, it's a wonderful time to learn the trade, is late at night.
And then moving up through the ranks and eventually becoming CEO, taking OFM from not only being a radio station, but then becoming the Central Media Group. How did that impact your life? And I think, how do you see that that change in the way that OFM did things?
You know, ultimately, coming from, as Radio Runya did, the SABC at those times, very bureaucratic, very sort of overweight organization in terms of how it thought about things. But every single little change brought its own story and brought its own kind of courage. You had to be brave enough to try something different and then see if it'll work. We brought Rian van Heerden down to Bloem and wondered if we were sane.
He loved it.
Listen, he's genuinely one of the best radio talents I've ever worked with. But it's a big call to make. We had to, from time to time, ask people to leave the station or end contracts or, you know, change things that on the surface looked like they were working, but that wasn't falling in line with strategy. So it's been a wonderful journey to be part of such an amazing brand. I remember now thinking back, being part of the 25-year celebrations, which was now a decade ago, and it just feels like last week. And at that time, we sort of looked back at how many lives were touched, how many big projects. And the OFM family is a big one. Everywhere we go in the country, if you say from OFM, oh, that's my favorite holiday station, or I love going through the Free State and listening to you guys. And that's been awesome to be able to touch people in other regions as well.
Gary Strubel, thank you so much for being part of the journey and for being part of the great success that is OFM.
Well, thanks, Nico. And let me say to everyone there at the station, happy birthday. 35 it's not a mean feat in today's modern times, but 35 years is a wonderful celebration, and happy birthday to everyone involved at the station. It's been a privilege to be a part of the station.